Thank you for listening to the Print and Packaging Lab powered by PIA Mid-America. We are a regional trade association for the printing and packaging industries. Today's conversation is with Rob at Metro VCS and our current chairman of the board.
Hi, Rob. Thank you for sitting down with us for this Leadership Bites podcast.
Thank you. It's good to be here. Thank you for having me.
We're joined by Rob Stajicic with Metro VCS. Rob, let's dive right in. Tell me a little bit about your role and your shop, and then we'll get into your journey of your career.
Well, you know, we're a small specialty print shop, and we have 10 people. And, you know, as the owner, my role changes minute to minute, hour to hour. So, you know, our goal daily is really to either meet or exceed our customers' expectations. And that's really what I try to drive home with the whole team. So it just really comes down to leading the team and making sure we're getting done what we need to get done on a daily basis.
Have you always been in print?
I've been in print for a very long time. I started in print in 1985 in Los Angeles, California. So my answer to that question would be yes.
Yeah. What got you interested in the industry to begin with, Amber?
I do. So I moved to Los Angeles in 1984, and part of my job was to call on printers. And I really just became fascinated with the print industry, specifically because one of the printers I called on did a lot of work in the entertainment space.
Yeah.
And it was Walt Disney, and it was 20th Century Fox, and it was just really fun projects. And that's what perked my curiosity in print. And, you know, one thing led to another, and I was able to secure a job as a sales trainee with that company.
I love it. I love it. I think it's so interesting when we talk to people and ask that question, what got you into print? It is always something to do with being exposed to the production part of it and just being enamored and excited about it.
I would add one other thing that fascinated me a little bit. At the time, I had a beautiful light blue Oldsmobile Cutlass two-door company car.
Ooh.
And it was sweet. It had velour. It had a velour bench seat in the front. It was really nice.
Fancy.
And when I used to pull into the printing companies, one thing that perked my interest was I used to drive by the salesman's parking spot. And I would drive by a Porsche and a Jaguar and a Mercedes Benz. And that was another reason that I thought, boy, there must be something to this business. So that gave me a little other incentive also.
I love it. I love it. Bob, you have been with large companies and smaller companies. What do you think that having been with large and small companies, what's the main core difference that you see in how print happens?
You know, the scale of a company or the size of a company, I don't think it really makes all that much difference in print, only because you're faced with the same challenges every day. You know, you have a production schedule, you have job specifications, you have materials you need. It's the same thing. It is just scale. So if you're a smaller company, you're faced with the same challenges, like approximately a $2 million organization. So I ran a $65 million company for R. Donnelley for almost 10 years. That we had the same challenges every day, day in and day out. Now, granted, it's on a bigger scale, but you're still faced with the same challenges: people, material, deadlines, financial obligations.
This year, you're serving as chairman of the board for PIA Mid-America. Thank you for your service.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely. Next week is our GraphX Gala. And as an honor, this chairman of the board gets to go on stage with Teresa and hand out the awards to our print community. I think that you are being honored. Your company is, and we're excited to see you there. You do great work. Are you looking forward to this adventure, being on the other side and not sitting in the audience?
Absolutely. I love being in front of people. I always have. And I'll look forward to passing out awards and honoring those in the industry that won. And you know, the people that were runner up are just as important. It's great that they're submitting awards. And I'm sure it's going to be a fun, eventful evening.
Yes, we're super excited. We're really fortunate to have a board that is engaged and connected. And I am always impressed with the level of conversation and the depth that we go. Last year, we talked a lot about AI and automation. And at the end of that conversation, we really touched on what we're now calling the relationship economy. And that I think you're the one who actually made the point there that said, at the end of the day, I can trust when I'm sitting face to face with you that this is real. I'd love to hear your perspective on that a little further and talk about how important relationships are and that connectivity is.
You know, for us, have some really strong relationships with a lot of different clients at various levels. We have corporate relationships, we have relationships with designers, we have relationships with printers. And then, you know, we do work with individuals. I mean, there's people that walk in off the street and say, hey, I was at Clampett and they told us to come over because I need to get something printed. So we really have a wide array of clientele that we deal with. But the relationship since 1985, when I got into the business, has always been so important. And what I would, if I was talking to my younger self right now, I would say, keep in mind those relationships you make today are going to be what will carry you through your career. I mean, I have clients that I met in 1985 that I could dial their cell phone right now and they would pick up, and I probably haven't talked to some of them for 2 or 3 or maybe 4 months, but I still stay in touch with those people that really helped me grow in my career. And it's just so important. I can't stress that enough.
Thank you for that. I read a book several years ago called Love is the Killer App, and it was really focused on giving and sharing and being connected with people. And it's been a philosophy of mine, and I think it's one that a lot of us share in the printing community, that we're connected and rely and stand on each other and can call each other for help. It's beautiful.
Yeah, and I think it's important. You know, we're trying as an industry to bring up younger people in our industry. And we really, at Metro BCS, we really try and support that. And we do that by being involved in the local community. Specifically, I'd say like AIGA, we just had an event here at Metro on a Saturday morning where we had 22 designers from AIGA come in. And it happened to be the weekend before Valentine's Day. So we told everybody, you know, make up your own design and send us your design. And we printed their cards and foil stamped their cards, scored their cards and trimmed their cards. And everybody walked out with 25 cards and 25 envelopes. And what was amazing was the engagement from all those people and how many questions they asked. It was really, really exciting to see them so interested in the process.
That's super cool. What a great gift to give to those inspiring inspiring and aspiring individuals. Yep. What's taking up the most mental space for you at work these days?
You know, I think our thinking about growth and how we go to the next level. I've been reading a lot of articles lately about small businesses and how the owner tends to want to be involved in every step and every phase and every process and everything that's going on. And what I'm spending a fair amount of time focusing on right now is how I can remove myself from some of that. Not that I want to get away from the customers, because I love that part of the business and that's what makes it so hard. But in order for us to kind of go to the next level, I need to step back from the day-to-day operation and turn that over to the team and focus on sales and what's going to drive us to the next level. Because that's really, I mean, we have one salesperson right now, and I think at some point in the near future, we could have a second one, and that would help us kind of turn the corner and continue to grow. So if anything, it's being focused on that getting out of the mindset of having to be involved in every little thing, which I don't need to be. I have a great team. So that's my problem.
Yeah, I think that is a core problem for all of us, no matter what size company we're in, is how do you make sure that things are being handled, but also giving yourself the freedom and the space to take a step back, strategize, and propel everything else forward. So I commend you for recognizing that.
Yeah, it's a weakness of mine, and I'm really working hard on it. You know,
so. This is your company and your lifeblood right now, you know?
Yeah, it's hard to believe it's been 7 years since I've started this whole adventure.
Rob, what did you decide to start your own company?
You know, I worked in, like you said in the beginning, in various size companies, in various roles. And, you know, at this stage of my life, I think I'd worked for enough people where I'm not sure I could report to somebody else again. So it just sort of unfolded. You know, this opportunity presented itself. It was a small company and it just felt right. So here we are.
Has anything surprised you recently, even in a small way, whether it's in your own shop or within the industry or maybe just outside of what we do in print?
You know, surprises? Well, I would say the one, you know, the surprise just overall related to the industry is, you know, the costs of what it takes to get things done in today's world. You know, things continue to increase and, you know, our customers don't want to pay more, but we're having to educate them why. It's costing more to do things. And, you know, we've been forced to increase our prices. When you look at the cost of living, you have to keep your good people. And in order to keep your good people, you have to pay them appropriately, which drives your costs up. So when you combine that with the cost of raw materials, cost of utilities, the cost of new equipment. It's just a challenge. You know, it's a real challenge to keep everything balanced. And in the end, try to turn a profit, because that's a challenge at times too.
Yeah. I think the educating your customers is a really smart move there. Print is complicated, right? It's not hit a button and it comes out beautiful and perfect. I think there's over 120 decision points in any one job, you know, from paper to ink to what it's going to go on to the imposition, and it's complicated. And I think that education to the customers is really key. Do you find your customers are taking that in and really taking the time to learn, or is it just a byproduct of pricing at this point?
I think they understand it, because on their side, they're faced with the same things. And if they don't understand it, then they're being a little bit unreasonable, which we have not had that. For us, every single job that we do is cost you very little reruns, reprints. Almost every job we do is custom. And that presents, you mentioned the number 120. And I agree with that, especially with what we do, because you're talking foil and die cutting and embossing and mounting and folding and gluing and all those different things, which each one of those processes could have three or four decision points. So yeah, there is a lot going on. And just to go back and answer the question, I think, people generally do understand why your prices are going up.
What sits with you after hours? What do you go home and sit with a cup of tea and think, oh, this is really weighing on me these days?
You know, as the owner, there's just so much you have to look at. And, I do have an accountant who does our books, and that's my least favorite part of the business. But, the financial side is really, you're constantly balancing that. You have payroll to meet, you have bills to pay, you have taxes to pay, you have all those different things. And then, for us, part of our growth has been we've acquired new equipment, so we have loan payments to make. So you just have to watch cash flow and make sure that you never take your eye off the ball. So that's just an ongoing daily event to decide who you're paying, when you're paying. And it's important to us as a company. I mean, I want people to think of us as, hey, you know what? They pay their bills and they pay their bills on time, because that means something. That says something about your integrity and who you are and what kind of organization you're running. So that's it. It's just, I'd say, for me, it's the financial perspective that is what keeps me up at night. And that just tells you that I don't have $1 million in the bank yet.
Yet. I love it. In the coming year, right?
Yeah. In the coming year. Yeah.
When your peers listen to this podcast, what do you hope they feel less alone about?
Less alone about?
Like while they're sitting in their homes waiting all day.
Maybe the ones that are similar in size and maybe even bigger companies, they'll understand that we're all faced with the same challenges. And, there's less of us today than there probably ever has been. There's consolidation. There's people going out of business, unfortunately. We're all in this together, I guess. And for us as a company, we rely on a few different partners. And what's really refreshing is that as partners, we share ideas together and we help each other when we need to. Or when they need help, we help. And when we need help, they help us. So I guess everybody out there needs to understand we're all in it together, I guess. And we're here to help one another if need be.
Love hearing that. And I'm just going to take a moment for a shameless plug. That's a lot about what we do as an association. We're that conduit to help make those deeper connections. And if someone doesn't have that Rolodex of numbers that they've built over decades, that we do and can help make those connections that are meaningful and long lasting and can really impact someone's business at the end of the day. So thank you for being part of the PIA Mid-America community and championing us when you can.
Yeah, no, it's a pleasure. And I totally agree with you. I think we have a great team on the board and, led by Teresa and her efforts. It's wonderful. And I think we're doing a lot of good things. And we just need to continue to educate the folks out there that are part of the industry of how we can help them.
Rob,
I would say, you know, one thing I would just add, you know, that's really gratifying for us as a company, and I'm going to kind of steal the floor for a moment here, but you know, one of the things that we're really focused on is sending information out to clients when they request it from us, or even when they don't. We're doing some marketing right now where we're sending sample kits out, but I happen to send out a sample kit to a client on the East Coast, saw some of our work on social media, and she received the samples yesterday, and she sent me an email, and I'll just paraphrase a little bit, but she said, "Thank you for the samples. They're absolutely stunning. I have used a supplier several times in the past for letterpress and invitations, but your sample packets just blow me away. I have an upcoming destination wedding and would like to know more details and how I can move forward with you." So, you know, when you get that kind of response from somebody about the work that you're doing and the samples that you're sending, it's really gratifying. And I share that with the team so they understand, you know, what great work they're doing and how important every detail is.
Love that. Congratulations. That's beautiful. As we close out, we talked a little bit about our workforce and it's growing and continuing to bring in new blood. I know that we're doing some things on our part, but what would be your parting remark to somebody that's starting their career or maybe is in mid-level working towards a bigger role in their company?
I'd go back to that original, you know, because I'm in my heart, I'm a sales guy. And I'd go back to that original statement about relationships. And, you know, it's not only relationships with the clients that you may be working with, but it's the relationship with your employer. Because you may or may not choose to stay with that employer, but the one thing you want to have as an employee in an organization is a great reputation. Because you may go somewhere and get another job, and you may be applying for as your career advances, you may be applying for another job, and that person may know Rob, and they may call Rob and say, "Hey, you know, what do you think about Jim?" And it's just so important that, you know, you maintain a good standing in the industry. And I think people need to really understand it's a small industry, and we all communicate with one another. And I'd say just as you grow as an individual starting in this industry, it's important that you stay focused on your reputation and your work ethic and all those things that are important for success.
Great. Bob, is there anything that you would like to add where we close?
You know, I think it's fun. It's a great industry. You know, we're lucky to be surrounded by such great people and great partners in the industry. You know, we look forward to continuing to grow and to adding, you know, the right people at the right time to help us do that. And, you know, we enjoy the relationship we have with the PIA and everything you guys do for us. And, you know, that's about it.
Thank you so much. We look forward to seeing you next week at the gala. And thank you for being on the podcast today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Print and Packaging Lab podcast powered by PIA Mid-America. Contact us to learn more about membership and for access to this and other content made for the printing and packaging industry. Get in touch by emailing us at info@piamidam.org.